as the mighty cosmic presence, known to us as the silent watcher speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am presence to bless him with all the love and gratitude of our life streams, and to do through us whatever enables us to receive everything that he can give, that we may render that service which forever brings purity and freedom and victory to life everywhere over all that is of evil. Beloved of my heart, tonight I trust I may bring assistance to you in a way that is very practical, and I hope you will enjoy greatly. And that of which I wish to speak is the power of the great, great silence. And I wish to explain something to you about it, of which mankind knows almost nothing. The power of the great, great silence is an activity of the sacred fire love from the heart of the great central sun. It works principally through the energy of the feeling world of the individual. And that is how many times we are able to control conditions by the feeling from the great, great silence that stills the emotional bodies of individuals until the mind, the higher mental body, can take command of the attention and the consciousness to hold that which is constructive in control. Because of mankind's continual disturbed feeling and uncontrolled feeling in the mass of the people, this is needed very, very much in all physical conditions. Because so long as the feeling is disturbed, whether it be by irritation or excitement or depression, stress of any kind, so long as the energy of the emotional body is disturbed, the intellect does not receive clearly and correctly the direction of the higher mental body. Now, we come to a very practical use of the power of the great, great silence. Your blessed Saint Germain told you, in the beginning of this I Am instruction, that radiation is three times more powerful than the spoken word. And energy becomes power through use. Therefore, when there is turmoil, when there are problems, when there is strain and struggle, you need to call the power of love from the great, great silence to come into the energy of your own feeling world and still that energy until you can radiate that peace into the condition you wish to control so the higher mental body can have command. Therefore, to cultivate within yourselves the habit of calling the peace and the love from the great, great silence, which is invincible, into yourselves and into your conditions with the demand that the sacred fire from the great, great silence radiate through you its control of outer world conditions. Then, many times, you never say a word. You call this into action. And you will sometimes come to the place where all of a sudden, in the midst of outer world activity, there will come in and around you such a silence, such peace, and such power of control as to astonish you. It is this momentum which we want you to build in and around yourselves and let it extend out around you as far as possible, so we may be able to hold control of conditions around you that will be for your benefit, your protection, and the blessing of others. When you think of calling forth the love and the peace of the great, great silence, it doesn't mean that you have to go over in the corner and sit down and get out of everybody's way and just be by yourself in order to know that peace. Sometimes that practice is good to start on. But what we want you to do is to fill yourselves with our power of love and peace from the great, great silence and draw it into yourselves to silence every human quality into annihilation. This is one marvelous activity of a violet consuming flame, because it doesn't talk to you. When you ask the violet consuming flame to purify a condition, its forgiving love brings peace to the feeling until the energy can be purified. And so it is with yourselves. You can become the most amazing powerhouse of victory to life if you will cultivate this. And I'm hoping you will love to do it. Thank you so much. Now, an exercise of doing this is very simple. When you can be alone for a few moments, or maybe a half an hour, or even 5 minutes. The moment you are alone, form the habit of commanding everything in you to be the stillness of peace and love in the great, great silence. And if you will often use the phrase to your own feeling, peace be still, until the atmosphere about you settles. It will only take a very short time for you to practice this. And once you begin to feel what joy and what power comes with that peace, you will not forget to use it, because it will bring such happiness to you and such relief from strain and struggle that you will begin to realize what the power of the great, great silence can do for you, can do for the world around you, can do to bless life everywhere. Now, eventually, if you care to especially qualify this with the healing love of the great, great silence. The purifying, healing love of the great, great silence. It not only will help to heal you within, but you will, if you so choose, be able to gather a momentum of the healing power. And when that reaches a certain point, you will be able to raise your hand and command the purity, the love, and the peace that heals those who come to you for assistance. This is the beginning of the healing power which the world requires. And whether that be a stilling of the mind or a stilling of the feeling matters not, because it is the feeling that disturbs the mind. And it is the attention of the mind that draws discord into the feeling. It works both ways. So both the mind and the feeling require this purifying love and peace of the great, great silence. My dear ones, your very radiation will be able to lift mankind out of distress when individuals know not which way to turn. And this has another very powerful, very practical blessing for you. And can you guess what that is? It's the magnet that brings you supply. So I think you're going to love to use it. When you need supply, it'll remind you of its presence. Then as you still the outer and demand the love and the peace of the great, great silence, come within your feeling world and still it, so supply can reach you. It will not be so difficult to keep your world supplied with that which you're going to require. Do you know, my loved ones, thousands and thousands of times, individuals are in conditions or in channels of supply that the presence and we could open and flood in a moment into the outer use of the individual that which was required. But when the feeling is in turmoil, it's just like an explosion, and it just keeps pushing away, pushing away, pushing away the supply that is seeking you. Now, I'm determined to help you remove that if you'll give me this cooperation. Thank you so much. Now, precious ones, the supply that each of you requires must come to you by the magnetic power of the love within your life that wants to use that supply constructively. Therefore, unless the feeling is charged with the purity and love and peace of the great, great silence, the magnetic power is shut off the moment discord comes into your feeling. So, since we have and are the power to draw this love and peace, power from the great, great silence into your outer use, your responsibility and part of this victory is to call from your presence your beloved I Am presence. Ask it to fill you with the purity and love of its peace. And then clothe you in the world of its power, of the great, great silence, to hold about you its magnetic power that draws into your outer use what you might require from this world, if it be here already in action, or what your higher mental body might want to draw into your outer use to fulfill the divine plan. So the purity and love and peace from the great, great silence is very, very important and is far more necessary in your outer use than you can possibly understand at this time. If you call this into action and in and around yourselves, it becomes the constructive activity that we can protect when destructive activities are around you. Because we cannot protect that which is destructive. But if you hold this in and around yourselves, and you call it forth from our world, then it becomes protection for you. Then wherever you move, if you are the peace commanding presence, you will be able to be protection for that which is constructive wherever you move. So your blessings will be boundless, ever expanding. Your freedom is here. And when you begin to feel deep enough the love and purity and peace of the great, great silence, the happiness that you will experience is the most transcendent thing and is in reality ecstasy. There is nothing in your world that compares to it, so far as the joy of life is concerned. We want you to form the habit of living within the joy of the great, great silence, in which you do no longer feel the turmoil and the struggle of the world around you. Then you can move in the world, but not beyond it. Then the power of our peace radiates out. It radiates a light that is at all times your own protection and defense. This is when the light becomes its own defense. Because when you draw the sacred fire from the great, great silence in and around yourselves, the power becomes so great that you are like an anchor into our octave. And everything in you feels our ascended master control of all in the world around you. But it has to come within your own feeling world, and it has to control the condition around you by radiation. This is very powerful, my dear ones, as a scepter of victorious accomplishment. And at some time, everyone on the pathway to the ascension must attain it. Once you're ascended, you become it. But we want you to become it before you're ascended, that your feeling of struggle may cease. Now, when the feeling ceases, your problem ceases. Because in the radiation of the sacred fire's love from the great, great silence, there is peace supreme. And when that peace is in your feeling world, you cannot help but receive clearly what the higher mental body wants to accomplish through you. Then you can help others to rise out of confusion. You can help others to be free from limitation. And you become the peace commanding presence by our life and love from the great, great silence. My dear ones, you can enter into this so deep, but you are scarcely aware of your body. And you can absorb that into the flesh structure. And I assure you, it is a powerful healing activity. If mankind's turmoil were still, and the attention raised to the beloved I Am presence and the ascended host, the outer self would almost heal itself. And in the outer world's condition at the present time, you need this more than you understand. This radiation in and around you prevents the outer world around you drawing off your energy in a vampire activity to sustain evil. The outer world's discord is like a suction pump drawing your life energy out of you, and you feel all exhausted. But when you begin to feel and hold within you the love, and you can call it the purifying love and peace of the great, great silence, you will find it is an energizing activity of life. You will find it a balancing activity of life. And with it, when you ask for the inspiration of the cosmic light from your beloved higher mental body or the ascended host, it will come through so easy and will fill you with such joy, and probably will come so fast it'll be like an avalanche, and you will enjoy it beyond any words to describe. It is the door to happiness, is the door to freedom, is the divine way to live life. And so the radiation that you pour forth to others will be three times more powerful to assist you than if you speak to them verbally. You can convey just by the power of the great, great silence the perfection of the higher mental body. But be assured of this: the radiation from the great, great silence is luminosity. It is light substance as well as the sacred fire. So you cannot transmit within the power of the great, great silence anything that is destructive. So you are safe against hypnotic control. You are safe against mistakes. You are safe against the the turmoil of mankind, which is produced by confusion and disturbance in the energy of the emotional body. The average person's emotional body is just like a cyclone. I think some of you were told long ago, the emotional body likes violent sensation and likes to change it often. And that's the truth. From now on, I hope we may fill you with the peace and the power, the love and the purity of the great, great silence that is so powerful within and around you that you could stand in the midst of turmoil, absolutely untouched, and be a powerhouse of assistance to others. And if I may help you in this, call to me, and whenever you want to feel that, call for my feeling of the great, great silence. And it won't take but a moment for you to feel the feeling of my life. And in this way, I can give you through radiation of my feeling, my life's control of conditions around you. And that is how the infinite can help the finite. The greater can bless the lesser. And you, using this, become the greater. So, blessed ones, the great, great silence is a very tangible, real place. It is the great central sun. It is the sun behind the physical sun. And as your mighty Saint Germain told you, whenever you think of the great central sun, think of it as looking through the physical sun to the greater sun behind it, which rules and controls and is the center of the galaxy to which this physical sun belongs. So if I take you deep into the heart of a great, great silence, you will get a wider perspective of life. And I'm quite sure you will never experience unhappiness. I can assure you of that, because there is no unhappiness in the use of the powers of the great, great silence. So you are safe, you are secure, you are sane, sound, balanced, divinely just, and happy. That ought to be an acceptable condition to you all. Thank you so much. I will not keep you longer, but this will bring you to the point to which your mighty Saint Germain referred, when you become so filled with this and you feel such a power of the great, great silence that my radiation controls everything, that you will turn upon your human creation and say, is it possible thou didst once disturb me? You come to the point of eternal rest in action. And then the floodgates are open. And there's nothing in our octave that we could not flood to you for use in this world to help your fellow man be free in coming into the ascension. So it is well worth every effort you can possibly make to feel this as often as possible and know it is the power of everlasting perfection and mastery. and freedom under the fig tree of your ascension. Thank you, and my heart's love will await your call for the peace that passeth the understanding of the mind, and yet is the power that produces all the manifested universe. Enter into it, become a son of its presence, and give it to others that they may quickly be free. Thank you so much. And you, mighty beloved silent watcher, thank you for your love and blessing to us tonight. Watch us and hold us close in the victory of your own love for the great, great silence. And wherever we abide, blaze round us and through us your power of the great, great silence to hold command wherever we abide. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly in that limitless outpouring of such love and peace and purity and power of the great, great silence, that whatever we approach, that power goes before us and silences into annihilation everything that is of human creation. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with all the power of the great, great silence that you know we require at this time to make us victorious over everything till our ascension is complete. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty silent watcher, and mighty beloved victory, and all the great ones, for everything that your love has done for us. Make us the love of the great, great silence, and just let its radiation forever rule all. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your luminous presence to enfold us. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame within our hearts to expand and meet the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the peace, the power, and the controlling purity of the great, great silence, silence all evil into annihilation forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved, mighty I Am, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Dalai Lama, the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the force of the elements. Our beloved Don Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved events of all God, victorious attorneys and accountants, all of the group leaders and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the love of the great silent watchers, power of the great, great silence. Let it go forth everywhere and silence into annihilation all that is not that love forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all this null of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the sacred fire and cosmic light, and now all the peace and the love and the purity of the great, great silence to steal all discord and compel it into annihilation forever. We thank you.